soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 7, 2015. And that was starting my day today. I thought of something that I think about quite a bit, and it's a very disturbing thing that you read in the scriptures about people that what I call outside knockers, they thought they knew the Lord, and they find themselves thrust out into outer darkness with the door shut, and where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth by a category of people that are standing outside the kingdom of God with the door shut, knocking. The other group of people are those that are fallen away. An apostasy. They have fallen away from the Lord. And the third category are those that what Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 24, in Matthew chapter 13, of the parable of the sower and the seed. They're people that knew about the Lord. They'd heard the Lord, but in the hour of temptation, trial, and persecution, they give up. They give up. And lastly, what I find so grieving, unsettling, disturbing, is people that depart from the Lord and even deny Him. It's so grieving. And this is one of the key motivations that I minister the Word of God, that people would be strong in their faith and know the voice of the Lord and walk with the Lord and have a clear conscience and be very strong in faith, giving glory to God. Because what we're coming into in these last days, the enemy has been able to lay out a snare for those that have not done so, that are not strong in the Lord, that are weak and wavering, like the sea is tossed to and fro, and by every wind of doctrine blowing east, north, south, east, west, coming and going. And they're not anchored in Jesus Christ. They don't know the Lord. They don't know Him, know Him, know Him, know Him. That's very disturbing to me, ladies and gentlemen. I certainly wouldn't want to see this happen to you. This is Jesus talking in Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Tragic. And he's saying there are many that will do this. In Luke 13:24 and following, it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. These are people that would like to go into the kingdom of heaven. They don't want to go to hell. They have interest in Jesus. They have interest in the Word of God. But they didn't strive to enter in at the straight gate. They didn't take heed to work out their calling and election and make it sure. They didn't examine themselves to see if they were in the faith. They didn't prove all things and test all things like the Bible said. They didn't learn of Jesus. They didn't obey Jesus. They didn't walk with Him. So they're not going to enter in. Let's continue with Jesus' exhortation here. Luke 13:25. When once the master of the house is risen up and is shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Very interesting terminology from Jesus here. The word whence you are, if you look at this in the Greek, he's not only saying, I don't know you, but he's saying, I don't even know your origin. I don't know where you come from. He that's of the kingdom of God is born from above, not of the earth. He's born again. He believes that Jesus takes away his sins and Jesus was buried and likewise Jesus was raised from the dead. Even so, we walk in newness of life. But no, these people, they're knocking on the outside of the door. They're knocking outside. Then shall you begin to say, we've eaten and drunk in your presence and you've taught in our streets. They were very familiar with Jesus. A lot of religious activity. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and you yourselves thrust out. It's very grieving. Jesus was talking when he said this about how many would come, saying, Lord, open to us. Lord, we want to enter into your kingdom. But they never did the will of the Father. They didn't even know what the will of the Father was. They could do prophecy. They could cast out demons. They could do wonderful things in his name. But they were lawless workers of iniquity, not doing the will of the Father. A tree is known by its fruit. It's so simple. Second Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, referring to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the end of this age, it will not come except there come a falling away, apostasy, a falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. It's going to be people, and it's already underway. People of worldly, they're not following Jesus. They're not listening to his word. They're not seeking the Lord. They're caught up in false doctrines and false religious systems that deny Jesus. It's grieving, a falling away, an apostasy. And now even the serpent gospel, what the serpent told Eve in the garden, that they could become a god, knowing good and evil, and live forever. This is the doctrine of the occult that spread forth even into groups within Christianity, the religious world, today. There's people that will give up their faith. Jesus talked about the last days. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, but the end's not yet. And there'll be nation against nation, or ethnos against ethnos, and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes and famines and pestilence. All of these things coming will be birth pangs, the beginning of sorrows in the earth. And then there'll be persecution. Verse 9 of Matthew 24, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a falling away. That is people giving up their faith. Why? Because the word of God was shallow in their life. And Jesus explained this when he explained the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13, verse 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, and by he's offended, he gives up. They go along for a while. They learn of the Lord for a while. They do good things for a while. They speak of Jesus for a while. But when the rubber meets the road, they give up. Warning. This is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Listen. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You hear that? We see people are knocking on the outside because they were self-deceived. They didn't even know the Lord. They didn't do his will. They weren't workers of righteousness by faith. They didn't hear the word to walk in his works that he's ordained. They're outside knocking. Shock. There's people that are falling away by the groves with all the other cows, the religious cows, eating grass and not eating the word of the Lord. The people that are shallow in their heart, haven't committed themselves to Jesus, aren't standing strong, girded with the loins, girded with truth, and their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. They don't have a helmet of salvation. They don't have a breastplate of righteousness by faith. They don't have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. They're doomed. People are giving up. There's people that abandoned Jesus. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. These things ought to be taken heed. In Jude 1, verse 5 and following, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. There's people that experienced the Lord, the power of the Lord, tasted of his grace, but now they're full of unbelief. And then like the sins of 1 Corinthians 10, which were written for our learning and admonition. They became murmurers against God. They become idolaters. They lust after evil things and commit fornication. They have unbelief. And the angels which kept not their first estate but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of authorities. Verse 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, there was Judas that was familiar with Jesus, endured Jesus' teachings, heard it, saw his mighty power, but he coveted for money. He coveted for vanity. He was a son of the devil, a son of perdition. There's people that go the way of Judas. There's people that go the way of Cain. There's people that go greedily running after the heir of Balaam for reward. They're in it for the bucks, the bottom line. There's Korah, that God swallowed up through the ground opening up. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. The outside knockers, deceived. The Lord doesn't know them. And they don't know the Lord. They've not heard the Lord's voice. They've not heard the Father's voice. They don't know what His will is. They don't do His will. There's people falling away, abandoning the truth, going with the masses, the crowds, into the depths of hell. There's people that are giving up their faith because they can't stand in the Lord. They can't stand upright. They've lost their savor. They're salt without saltiness. They're good for nothing but to be thrown out. And there's those that have departed from the Lord one way or another. Read John 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. John 10, verse 6. Listen, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. This is concealed from the wise and the prudent, but it's being revealed to the babes, the ones that are humble as children before the Lord, that imitate him as dear children. Listen. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're learning something here. Jesus is the door. He is the shepherd. His sheep know him. They know his voice. They don't follow strangers. They go in and out and find pasture. They're taken care of by the Lord, with the Lord himself going before them, leading them. Listen, be instructed by this. The thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief and the robber doesn't go through the door, doesn't go the way of the door. Do you understand? We're not talking about the devil. We're talking about his children. We're talking about people that are trying to usurp Jesus' position, to mislead the sheep. They're thieves. They're robbers. They come to kill and to steal and to destroy, just like the devil, their father. But Jesus comes to give you life, and life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. How many shepherds are there? Read Ezekiel 34. The Lord has ended the pastors. The Lord has ended the office of these shepherds that are over the flock of God. There's one shepherd. And God said, I will deliver my people in the cloudy and dark day. When Jesus rebuked the Pharisee system, the elders, the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Herodians, all that he spoke of in Matthew 23, Right into the next chapter, Matthew 24, one of his disciples said, "Look how beautiful these stones of this building are." And what did Jesus say? "Not one stone will be upon another that shall not be thrown down." The whole institution of rabbinic Judaism, of the law of Moses, the whole thing about hypocrisy, religiosity, and ripping off people and merchandising, all the anger of the Lord that was revealed in Jeremiah 7 and all through the Gospels, where Jesus took cords and whipped out the money changers, the robbers, the merchandisers of the holy things of God. It was all thrown down. We don't have synagogues, places of worship today. We have people. We have people that are the glorious temple of God, where Jesus Christ is head, where he gives glory to his Father. Hebrews 2. Jesus is the shepherd, and he is the door. And everyone else that doesn't go through the door is a thief and a robber. And they've come for one purpose, and that's to steal and to kill and to destroy you. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, a professional, religious, archon, ruler over the people, like the Pharisees, he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Jesus says here, I know my sheep and they know me. They're acquainted with me. They hear my voice. They know my word. They follow me. Jesus said to the many that will stand knocking on the outside as the door is shut, I don't know you. So they weren't sheep. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold. See, there's neither Greek nor Jew, barbarian, Scythian. There's only one new man in Jesus Christ, a new creation. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Speaking of his resurrection. This commandment have I received of my Father. Ladies and gentlemen, heed these things. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. They're not going to give up. They're not going to depart. They're not going to be led away, because they're in my Father's hand. They're in my hand, and no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Do you hear these things, ladies and gentlemen? Who's your shepherd? Do you have a thief, a robber, a destroyer as your shepherd? Or is it Jesus that gave his life for you to have eternal life and life more abundant? He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him, and they do his will. And this is Trevor Davis, just with some more thoughts about sounding the alarm today. I hope you consider the words of Jesus that you've just heard about John, from John chapter 10, about his sheep. that Jesus is the door and he's the way. And there's people that will not go the way of Jesus. They won't go through the door, but they're going to exalt themselves as religious leaders over people. Why? To kill them, to steal, and to destroy. Because their nature is their father, the devil. And they're wolves in sheep's clothing. And they're hireling. They're religious, professional hirelings. Completely discredited by the whole nature of the word of God. As you read about Apostle Paul and Peter and James and the other men of God that are in the scriptures. Their manner, their way, their method, and how they related as brethren to the people. Yes, they were tremendously authorized by the Lord. They had power of the Lord to minister, but they were broken, humble servants of the Lord, like Jesus, following his example. The religious system is an iniquitous system. It's completely without authority. And in the kingdom of God, there's no such thing as a position. It's all submission. As Jesus himself was given all authority and power in heaven and earth, but Jesus laid down his life and was obedient to the point of death. And that's why Jesus had authority, because he always did what was pleasing to his Father. He spoke what the Father told him to say. He went where the Father directed. And that's the way Jesus ministers. And that is the way that Jesus ministers now, through a many-membered body of Christ. We've all received the gift of Christ. And it's time that the people of God come out and are being led out by the shepherd. So if you know him, then you know his voice. And if you know him and you know his voice, then you know how to do his will. Because there's many lawless ones that Jesus says, I don't know you. And you didn't do his will. And that's why you'll find yourself with callous knuckles after this age is over, as you knock on the door that's been closed to the eternal kingdom of heaven. But to the sheep of the Lord that he knows, they follow him. They don't know or follow the voice of strangers. They don't follow hirelings. They follow their shepherd, and they will find pasture. They will go in and out as led by the Lord, and they have eternal life. They're in the Lord's hands. And they're in the Father's hand, that no man is able to pluck them out. They're going to stand strong through these days. And remember, there are those that were deceived and trusting in religion. And they trusted in their masters that they set up that replaced Jesus. These are masters and rulers that stand in the place of Jesus. And they are robbers. They have not gone the way of Jesus. They've not gone through the door. They rejected Jesus and his teaching. There is a falling away. There is an apostasy. There are people that are giving up their faith for Jesus. And there's people that run greedily after the error of Balaam. They go into error. They've gone the way of Cain. They fall like Korah. They're like Judas. Very, very, very few people will be delivered as Jesus has instructed. Who can be saved? But Jesus said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Ladies and gentlemen, take inventory. Look, examine your life. Are you in the Lord? Do you know your shepherd? Does your shepherd know you? Do you know his voice? Do you walk in his will? Are you walking in the steps of the Lord? Are you walking in the works that he's ordained and created for you? That's the only way you can be in Jesus. The Father is looking to see his dear Son in you and me. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.